This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Challenge people to find their space. I think that's the sentiment or the attitude I have regarding the new guys, that these waters run deep and a lot of guys have carved a place out for themselves in the history of this thing. And they've come to us in a variety of ways. I'm sure at some point I'll talk to guys about Isaac Redman being an undrafted free agent from Bowie. And everybody remembers the significant play he made in the latter portions of a game in Baltimore one time to get us out of a stadium. There's a lot of those stories. You know, guys like Beanie and others, man, need to hear that so they can know that they're capable as well. I think that's what the history of this thing has taught me.
What will be this year's story? What will be the plot to it? Who will be the main character? Who will be the guy that comes out of nowhere to make a play in this game? All of those things, so exciting to think about on the precipice of Steelers-Ravens. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Mike Tomlin shouting out Isaac Redman there as having
Red Zone
putting his
Redman
fingerprints on this thing. Is there a random Steeler that you think, when it's all said and done, could be a big part of this game? Complete rando?
Yeah, actually. Here's the weird part, though. Like, we think of Red Zone Redman as a rando now, but back then, I mean, he was like a featured player in some ways. How about Darnell Washington?
So you think if the Steelers win, we see Darnell Washington like catch a big touchdown pass like he did in Denver or something?
Couldn't it
like
be
that
as easy as they're trailing 27-24 late in the game and on 3rd and 8 from the 8, here comes Darnell Washington high-pointing a ball in the end zone, catching traffic? Or how about,
sure,
how about this one? Here, you want one on the other side of the ball? Because you knew of this stat already when I retweeted it. How about Dante Jackson picks one off? Second best passer rating against when targeted in the NFL this year. I think for guys who have at least played like 100 snaps, it's Jalen Johnson number one, who everybody acknowledges
big money with the Bears,
big time, big money corner. He's at like 41.9, and then Jackson's like 43. So passers, when they target Dante Jackson this year, are like, give me a guy who's a 43 passer rating level bad player.
There's nobody. That's like the worst quarterback in the league by far.
It would be, he turns everybody into Nate Peterman. Sorry, Pitt.
Man, that is a shocking
stat. It's a wild stat because I feel like I've seen him getting passes caught.
Well, yeah, I mean, Darius Slayton killed him two games ago.
He must have had basically two back-to-back games where he's had a couple passes caught on him, and otherwise no one's getting near him. That's it. That's all I can come up with. Like, that he must have been basically a straight jacket on whoever he was covering.
My random guy is Cordarrelle Patterson, especially if Jaylen Warren is out for this game. Because Arthur Smith loves him some Cordarrelle Patterson. And I could see him as a jack of all trades, either catching a ball and making a big play, or running ball and shaking loose and doing something. Or maybe it's even a Jacoby Jones moment in reverse and he actually gets his hand on a kickoff with Jaylen Warren out. Because Tucker doesn't just kick it through the end zone. And he sets them up in position to score. I don't know. But sometimes these games go to type, and other times you play close games twice a year against this team. All kinds of wacky crap happens. And that's what Tomlin was getting at. One of the big things that have we've talked about all week is how Steelers fans view the Ravens. And, man, with Starkey just killing Austin and Donnie today, I heard some of that coming in. Just murdering those two guys. For their take that there's more respect than hate. And Joe was just like taking it to the extreme, which was hilarious, saying things
Joe
like,
never does that.
You guys are going to have, you're going to roast marshmallows with John Harbaugh after this game. This is a generational thing. Which
was he accusing them of being like wussy Gen Z types?
Yeah, I mean, I loved it because I agree with him. I think it's preposterous to say that you respect the Ravens more than you hate them. But he kept saying this must be a generational thing. People back in my day, we hated teams that we played against and didn't like. We didn't respect them.
When Joe was going to Bills games, he was openly admitting that he was just people were urinating in the aisles and no one was paying attention to the game.
And Joe does a great job. But the thing he was missing in that was those guys have said they hate the Bengals and Browns. So it's not because they're in their late 20s that just this like rancor, this like very like visceral disdain or dislike for the other team is something that they can't conjure up. They just have it for other teams and not Baltimore. And I'm with him. Like, there's been so many big mouths and guys that have taken cheap shots and everything else in this rivalry that I don't like them. When the Ravens lose when they're not playing the Steelers, I get my rocks off and my jollies off with that more so than the other two teams in the division, more than Cincinnati and more than
Cleveland's
Cleveland.
Such a non-entity again that it's more funny to just watch Watson fail, and now that he's hurt, you know, you don't have that small pleasure watching him just be
I got
the
worst a soft spot for Jameis.
Cincinnati, I respect how good Burrow and Chase are. And Zach Taylor's not really hateable. I do like it when the Ravens lose, but I do like it for like an old-fashioned reason because in this game's proof, once again, it usually comes down in this division, it seems, to Steelers-Ravens, or it's always consequential. I wanted them to lose to the Bengals badly because it would have made this even more desperate of a situation for them. If the Ravens lose that game, they're 6-4 coming in. The Steelers beat them and go to 6-5. Suddenly, it becomes a massive disappointment if the Steelers don't win the division.
Along those lines, Doran asked the midday host on our sister station down in Baltimore today, Vinny Serrato, the old football exec in San Francisco and Washington, who's been doing shows there for years and talks to Ravens fans for 4 hours a day. Who is persona non grata public enemy number one down there with Ravens fans?
Vinny, if you had to poll Ravens fans from, let's say, 2000 till now, who would be the most hated Steeler that Ravens fans would vote for?
I'd probably say Polamalu.
Ridiculous.
Hate him because like he made the back-breaking pick to win the AFC title game, or hate him because they actually like dislike him personally? What is he talking about here? Troy might be like the least hateable player who has ever suited up in the NFL, period. Just bar none.
He's monk-like.
He never talked. He like unnerved opponents by just not speaking.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If somebody with Troy's personality had played for the Ravens, I wouldn't have been able to hate him.
I don't think Ed Reed was like a bad guy. And I don't hate Ed Reed.
He was a bleep talker and he was somebody that you know, would stick his nose in there and...
Did you hate Todd Heap?
Rub your face in it. No, not really.
Like, I didn't hate Haloti Ngata. He just kind of went out there and he was a monster.
Yeah, but he broke Ben's nose.
I don't think he was setting out to punch Ben in the face on that play, to be fair.
It's just, my God, there have been so many guys on the Steelers' end.
Like, why would you not hate Hines Ward, who, and I love the way Hines played, but he was going there looking for cheap shots.
How about Roethlisberger?
Blindside shots.
How about Ben for all the times you ripped your heart out? How about AB?
There's a lot of people, if I were on the
Troy's
Ravens,
the
that
first
I would
name that
I would
pops
name
into his head.
There's a lot of people on the Steelers I would name. In fact, I think the entirety of everyone who's ever played for the Steelers during this rivalry, I would pick before Troy. I'd put Najee Davenport up against as more hateable. I don't even think he did anything against the Ravens.
Here is Gerald in Pittsburgh. Hello, Gerald.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
So I think this game is going to come down to time of possession, ultimately. If the Steelers are able to run the ball early, and I think they're going to try to do that and have success with it, then you'll see the air, you know, game open up a little bit later. But if we can't control the clock early, you know, our defense is going to be on the field a lot, and that's when Derrick Henry exploits us. That's what I think this game is going to basically
The Ravens aren't a ball-controlled team, though. That's the myth about them. They're not near the top of the league in any time of possession stats. They're at the top of the league in all the big play stats, man. They hit huge plays.
It's not them that I'm, you know, worried about as far as that. I'm worried about us controlling the offensive line to establish the run up the middle early, because if we don't bounce it out, then I don't necessarily think they're going to take deep shots. I mean, I can see them taking one or two deep shots right off the bat, but if our defense is on the field.
Would you, if I offered you 38 points, would you take it in this game?
38 or 28?
38.
All right, so here's the thing about that. If we're able to, you know, really take time of possession and do what we've been doing a lot this year, yeah, I take 38.
What amount of establishing the run did the Bengals do to score 38 in the last game against Baltimore?
I honestly can't speak to that. I didn't watch that game.
They threw it 56 times with Burrow. They basically, on the broadcast, they were just admitting, yeah, since he's not even trying to run, they're just dropping back and letting Burrow do his thing.
So I don't.
That's not what we do.
It's not what the Steelers do in their DNA, but why isn't it what they should do in this game?
They just struggled to run the ball against one of the worst run defenses in the league in Washington, and now you want them to do it against the team that's number one at it?
No, I don't want them to. I think that's what they'll start.
Okay,
to
so
do
you're worried. So you're worried the same way I'm worried that they're going to fall into the old trap of we've got to run the football.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes down to like who has the ball last, I do think the Steelers could win out. If I feel like they let Russell Wilson just cook, yeah, I think he might cook the hell out of their.
That's what I want here. Thank you, Gerald.
Cook him like he's Walter White.
Roundabout way there. I want the ball in Russell Wilson's hands, and I want him picking apart in surgical fashion the Ravens' pee-pee poor pass defense. I don't want to win some, as you put it, some wiener measuring contest against them. I'm not trying to prove that I'm more manly than them, that I've got more testosterone coursing through my body. Is it in your veins, testosterone? No, blood is. But it's
a hormone.
So where is it in your body? Where are hormones located? They're just
think about the first five letters of testosterone.
Okay, but so it's in your testicles.
I would think. Okay. I think like your glands, like your pituitary glands.
So all of
like
our hormones are in our balls.
No, some of them. Testosterone is, I think. Why are we bringing this up? All this is going to do is make us sound stupid.
You don't think we do enough of that as it is?
No, good point.
Here's Mike in Maryland, surrounded by these rat bird losers. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, fellas? I absolutely hate these dudes. Like, no doubt about it. There's a respect.
And Mike, you're good friends with Donnie. I mean, what is Donnie talking about here? How respect is the thing that pops into his head first with these games?
Yeah, and I think maybe I genuinely think that maybe it's just because they're more up north. Like, I don't really care about the Bengals or the Browns. I mean, I care a little bit about the Bengals, but I absolutely hate the Ravens, dude, because there's just this self-arrogance. And they do talk a lot of smack. They talk a lot of smack. And I think my underrated key player that I think is going to be a big role in this is Deshaun Elliott. I think he's going to have a massive game. And it's, you know, I don't think it needs to be a bar fight like you're talking about. I want them to drop back and exploit the weakness. Let's go shot for shot and see what happens. If they clearly can do it, why are we trying to prove something? That's what they want you to do. They want you to get into this bleep contest. You know what I mean? Like,
do you think the Steelers will fall victim? Because I think we all agree they don't need to do that. Do
you think
they
will? I don't think they will. So we disagree on it, Chris. Let's see what Mike says.
No, I don't think they will. I mean, they're going to try to – I think they'll try to do – like, I think Cordarrelle Patterson's a great name drop. I think they're going to try to do some stuff with him. But they don't need to. Why? Why would you sit there and pound the ball 30 times? Let's just let Russ do what he's doing. And I think they probably will do that. I mean, you see the belief behind this, dude. They respect Russ more than anybody I've ever seen come onto the scene.
Chris, that's why I'm surprised by your take, because thank you, Mike, because Mike has treated Russell Wilson way differently than he did Fields or Pickett or
I know, I've pointed that out.
Not so much Rudolph, because at that point they had nothing to lose, so he let Mason spread his wings.
I know. I've pointed out that he, in the last game, I don't think he even tries to go or is okay with a play on 3rd and 9 that's an all-or-nothing play.
So why change it now?
I just think that the Ravens' week brings out occasionally in him the desire to get, like, suckered into that style of game. I think Mike, at his purest form, loves football the way that Steelers-Ravens used to be. And I just hope he fights that impulse and lets Wilson try to do his thing.
Let's get B-Mac's take next. Brian McFadden, his weekly appearance with us, the Steelers Super Bowl champ. No stranger to Steelers-Ravens. His X-Factors, his key players, what he thinks will happen. Does he respect or hate the Ravens? All that coming up, but first a headline.
Bonus must be wagered.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.